P-O-M, she effing hates me. Jackie Bam Bam, my little hotline is going off, which I was warned somebody would be contacting me in the 9 o'clock hour. We have a very special guest. Let's find out who it is. Howdy.
Dude, how's it going over there? How's Philadelphia treating you this evening on this glorious hard rock evening, huh?
Is this Lars from Metallica? They told me somebody from Metallica or somebody that knows Metallica was going to call our show. Is this Lars?
It is Lars. We're out here in Indianapolis, and I can honestly say we're about to wrap up the whole U.S. tour before we head to Europe, and I can honestly say I think Philadelphia was the best show hands down so far, so kudos to Philadelphia, huh?
Wait a minute, I think I'm being punked, because I know this voice, and this voice is punked the Preston Steve show, and I think this voice is staying up a little bit late on my train wreck show tonight. Good friends in Metallica, but it's not Lars from Metallica. Is this Brewer, Jim Brewer?
It is, and actually I just got off the stage with the Metallica concert. So I just got off, and Metallica is on the stage right now. They just jumped on. They finished their first two songs, Hardwire. Then they went into Atlas Rise.
Stop. I wish I was there.
And they're probably going to go into Seek and Destroy.
It's such a tough gig for you. I mean, thank you, as a matter of fact, for opening up our birthday bash, our grand finale with Metallica back in, I want to say, Rocktober at the Wells Fargo Center. And you even stayed in town a little while longer. You did, I think, two shows before that show at the Fillmore. You're like, Metallica's circus ringleader. That's a tough gig, man.
Listen, it's not the easiest gig, but I was extremely flattered when you get James Hetfield texting you going, hey, man, we want you to think about doing some type of opening for us that will entertain the fans. And then Lars reaching out. And I just remember Lars going, listen, nobody's going to be in the crowd. We get all these bands and nobody watches the bands. It's a bummer. So just go out there and tell stories and play some songs, get a DJ, and just, you know, there probably won't be more than 500 people, if I remember correctly. It's been jam-packed every time I hit the stage every night, and the reception has been astronomical. And it's amazing now to be doing shows, and all the Metallica fans are starting to show up at all my gigs.
Yeah.
Because they also know my stand-up comedy is not what I'm doing in front of Metallica. Metallica is, opening for Metallica is when you go to the circus, and you see the guy with the top hat, and he's got eight lions around him in the cage, and the bullwhip, and there is a little sense that people kind of hoping one of those lions come down and maul me.
Don't say that, man.
But I will say, I've yet to be mauled, and I will say I've yet to be even bitten. It's been the greatest ride ever.
Oh, it was great, too. You walk backstage, you go in their room, they're doing yoga. And what else do they do back there? Has anything changed?
Oh, yeah. There's Kirk's yoga room. There's Lars's physical therapy room,
right,
where he works out on the running machine. They get massages. They have a chef in case they don't get sick. They have a guy that stretches them out. It's you know, they have the high cholesterol pills. It's not the 80s. Not the 80s.
Jim, speaking of the 80s, like Valley Stream, Long Island, your old hometown, Green Acres Mall.
Oh, yeah. That was the great Sears bomb threat story that I think I may have put them out of business.
Don't say it.
Long live paint. That's all I'm going to say.
Long live our Spectrum, of course, no longer up here in Philadelphia. And I know you love metal. We all love metal down here. I was up at your Nassau Coliseum. Thank God yours has not been torn down. You've rebuilt it or something. But I've seen many shows up there. Iron Maiden, Kiss, The Grateful Dead, and Judas Priest, Rob Halford. What was that like? You sang Devil's Child with him? Not at Nassau Coliseum, but on your radio show.
Bro, not only did I get to sing The Devil's Child with him, then a couple years later, I got to sing when he was done with Priest.
Yeah.
He had the Halford song, and he did it with Bruce Dickinson, the one you love to hate. Because I'm the one you love to hate. You can raise me. And I got to sing that with Halford and Sebastian Bach together. You got to YouTube that one. That one's a monster. Dude, you know what it is? I'm the Forrest Gump of comedy. I've sang with Billy Joel, sold out Madison Square Garden.
That's right.
Singing an AC/DC song. I sang with Metallica on this run during the dress rehearsal. I've sang with Halford.
Yeah.
I sang with Brian Johnson.
You had him on your record.
Yes. I'm ready to go on the beach with a metal detector, make my skin leather. I'm done. And the only thing keep me alive is that you guys just signed Harper forever. You guys just made it interesting.
Yeah, you're a big Mets fan. I don't know if we should say that too loud down here, bro.
No, everyone in Philly knows I'm a Mets fan. But I got to say it. I'm a diehard, but I'm a Philly guy. I really love Philly. I've been playing it forever. It's one of my best markets.
Yeah.
And Mets fans will kill me, but I've always been very envious of those Philly teams. And part of me did not want Harper to go there, but I'm really glad he went there because now it spices it up. Now it's a free-for-all. Who's going to win it? It's a free-for-all. Pretty awesome.
Jim, on a serious note, your wife battled on stage 4 cancer, and how's your daughter's doing?
She's doing good. My wife is good. On a trial. She's been battling 4 cancer. She's doing phenomenal. My hats off to Philadelphia because it's UPenn that's keeping her alive. Perhaps one of the greatest cancer centers in the whole country. So
that's great.
Thank you for asking. Yeah, the girls are good. Everyone, life is good.
Bring the daughters to Metallica at all?
Oh, they know Metallica as Mr. Hetfield. Can you tell Mr. Hetfield to play the song about revenge, Dad?
Oh, man, that's too funny.
Off the new album. And then my friends go, did she just say Mr. Hetfield? As in James? I went, yeah, kind of like his uncle.
We're speaking to the one and only Jim Brewer. He's just getting off stage in Indy with the Mighty Metallica. We saw him back in Rocktober doing a great job being their ringleader, their master, opening up Metallica shows. But Jim, now, I don't know how long that tour with Metallica is going on. We have a couple of dates for you. You're going to be joining us. I wouldn't say in our great city of Philadelphia, but close by. Your new home, your new residency will be in Atlantic City at the Hard Rock. We'd like to welcome you there for 2 shows, April the 19th and the 20th.
Yes, I can't wait. I've been doing a residency in Long Island. We've sold out, I think, 14 straight months. Every show is different. And now it went to Northern Jersey. And I said, hey, man, I want my Philly area.
Cool.
And then all of a sudden, the Hard Rock was like, we'd love to have you. And I said, oh, my God, fantastic. I know I have the Jersey crowd, but I really want that Philly crowd, man. I love the Philly crowd. There's passion. There's grit. They bring it hard. And they'll let you know if you suck.
That's for sure, Jim.
And that's why I enjoy Philly. I really do. So I'm super, super stoked to be playing at the Hard Rock Casino.
We have 2 shows back-to-back, 2 MMR concert events with you, Jim Brewer, April 19th. And then you're going to be rolling them 4/20. At tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com. And I thought we would throw some in our prize coffin tonight and maybe give a pair away, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
So why don't we take our 13th caller right now, open up the prize coffin, free tickets for your show, the second show, April 20th at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City. Jim Brewer, 215-263-WMMR. So win them before you can buy them, going on sale, and don't let it sell out without you. Going on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com.
You want to do something right now? I'm going to walk out to the Metallica concert.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure what it'll sound like, and maybe you can guess. It's great talking to you.
Great talking to you, too. Jim Brewer, checking in the nighttime tonight. Jim, thanks for taking the time out of your day to pretend to be my friend. We'll see you at the Hard Rock in April.
I'm heading out. Sounds like they're singing Seek and Destroy. Have a good one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.